This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. It is not what on Scott Hemmings. What's on Scott Hemmings' mind? Of course, he's not here today. There might be a certain amount of what's on Daryl Lees' mind today, of which there may be a ringer or a buzzer, depending on what whether he's right or wrong or what.
Either a winner, winner, chicken dinner, or winner, winner, dude, what happened there?
Winner, winner, piggy dinner.
Piggy dinner, you bet.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You can also text in 701-226-8503, 226-8503. Studio at whatsyourmindradio.com. We left the whole email thing hooked up to sitting next to the teletype in the back room, next to the turntables.
Next to the turntables.
And the 8-track deck.
And the 8-track deck.
Technology.
And all the cassettes with pencils in them to rewind them after the tape came out.
And that VHS rewinder. Did you have one of those where you put the thing in and you rewind it so you could go watch another tape right away?
Right, right, yeah. So you didn't have to wait for it to rewind. Yeah.
As we await the call of Congressman Kevin Cramer, or maybe we have him and just haven't heard that fact.
Well, should we? Let's go to Justin and get his question.
Let's see about that.
And see what his question is going to be for Congressman Cramer, and that way it'll open up phone lines for more questions. Justin, are you with us?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
What's your question that we can pass on to Congressman Cramer?
Real quickly, the Fourth Amendment protects the people from unreasonable searches and seizures, right? Kevin Cramer voted yes to reauthorize Section 702, which allows a collection of communication without a warrant, including communication to and from U.S. citizens. So I want to know why he voted yes on that, and that's my question for him. And all three of our North Dakota reps supported it, which I think is a direct violation and a very dangerous thing to do, to violate our United States Constitution like that.
All right. We will pass that question along. Thanks for the question, Justin. We have some open lines if you want to get a question in here and get on the line here before Congressman Cramer joins us here so we can get as many questions in as possible when he gets on the air. Don't be shy. You can call in right now and make that happen.
We have the congressman.
Oh, we've got Kevin. Good morning, Congressman Cramer.
Well, good morning, Daryl. Good to hear your voice. It's a little bit of a surprise, but a good one. I had dinner with Scott last night, and I kind of wondered how is he going to do the show. And
in today's technology, that could have happened.
He didn't warn you?
No, he did not warn me. But had he, I probably would have said, "Well, let's clear another hour. You know,
yeah.
Let's do 2 hours."
Oh boy! I'll repeat what I had Chad Weckerly on here earlier, and I was telling him how I appreciate working with him on NDFB as a farmer and agronomist. And he says flattery will get you everywhere. So I'll just repeat that with you. You know, flattery will get you everywhere. So.
If it's true, it shouldn't be considered flattery, right?
Well, I tell you what, we've got a ton of questions, different directions. Of course, the Farm Bill was introduced late last week out of the House Ag Committee. There's people that have text me questions on that and want to get information on that. And we've one thing though that I've been made well aware of here, especially the last couple of days, Congressman Cramer, is, and I went on a little bit of a, you know, I guess you can maybe call it a little bit of a rant at the beginning of the hour of, you know, folks that work in agencies just need to do their job. They need to serve the people. That's what they're there for. Elected officials are there to serve. They need to serve their people. They need to do their job. And we need to do our job as people, making sure there's accountability in those, you know, as the electorate, that there's accountability. So we've got to do our job, too. But with that, it brings me, the reason that this all came up is I've been getting some phone calls, some texts, some concerns about the FSA office in Martin County. And this text, this is what the text says. What can be done about the FSA office in Martin County, particularly the lending division, and how unprofessional and inept at performance they are? Many complaints have been made, but seems to be falling on deaf ears. And in all fairness, when I started getting these, I called and had a discussion with the state FSA director, Brad Tickerson, who is relatively new to the job. He's only been there about five or 6 months. So, and I think he's very customer-orientated focused. I'm just going to be honest. And I think there is some intentional misinformation being flowed up the chain of command through the employees within the FSA, because I've heard about these complaints for well over a year, and now they've really surfaced again. And I know your office has been contacted. In fact, I had conversations with some of your staff, Congressman Kramer, when I started getting these phone calls, and it's not just one or two. There's a lot of concern out there.
Well, this is a serious matter. It's a personnel matter, and we do like, even within the bureaucracy, for the leadership of an agency to be made aware, but then deal with it. It's difficult sometimes at the political level to deal with personnel matters because you have lots of things, including employees' rights, to deal with. I will tell you this about the, particularly about the Martin County FSA office, and as you know, there are county FSA offices all over the state. But there are a number of very specific complaints about that particular office. And by the way, they don't just come from producers. I've had lenders as well that have shared concerns about the Martin County office. We've created casework with them. We've talked to the FSA leadership, waiting for Brad to, of course, take over, because one of the problems, and this is a really important lesson, I think, for everybody, Daryl, and you made an important point earlier about accountability, that we all have a role to play, whether it's your elected officials, whether it's, you know, the heads of agencies, the bureaucracy itself, and certainly, of course, the users of government who we all work for. And, one of the things where politics is supposed to intersect. You know, we oftentimes decry politics, but the point of politics is accountable to the people. And so when an appointed person like Brad, whether it's a state director or, you know, even the national director, or all the way up to the Secretary of Agriculture, who works directly for the President of the United States and the Chief of Staff in the White House, there's an accountability structure built into that. And now that we have the political appointees who work for the people most directly and are accountable directly to the people, we would hope things like this could get dealt with in the appropriate amount of time. And that appropriate amount of time means due process, certainly for the accused, if it's a single person, or an office, if it's an entire county office. And but at the same time, to the benefit of the customer, both the taxpayer and the customer of the service. So all of that is just to say that we're aware of the problem. And I think it has come to a bit of a fevered pitch in the last couple of weeks. As we head into, obviously, it's lending time, right? I mean, it's most right. Years it would be planting time. And so, this is a pretty important time to deal with it. And you can be assured that I'll do what we're supposed to do and follow up with the appropriate state and federal officials to make sure that if there's a problem that they're aware of, that the problem gets dealt with, so we don't have to deal with so many complaints and poor service.
Well, and so the advice I had given to some of these folks is, some of them had made phone calls in, and there isn't matching up with those that have told me they made calls in to what, is being logged as called in for complaints out there. And so I said, guys, we got to approach this a little bit differently. You need to do documentation, whether it's an email or mail, and include in, send it to the state office, yes. Send it to the local district advisor, because each of these FSA officers answer to a district advisor also. And then copy in. When it gets to this point, then copy in the congressional offices and make sure they're aware of the complaints that are being logged also at the same time. And, I tell them, you've got to do this in a somewhat calm, or as calm as you can. And And so, but yet you need to, there's a lot of anxiety and passion when you start dealing with, this is those folks' livelihood. And so, but there is a way to handle it. There is a process to go through. Sometimes the process is not fast, but there is a process, and I'm confident things will get taken care of. There's a lot of impatience out there right now because there is a lot of folks that are needing to get that spring planting underway the day that it is appropriate and the weather is appropriate to do so. And so, yeah, that's good that you're taking a look at that and checking in on that.
I want to be clear. I mean, this isn't, it's not like it's just started. As you said, complaints started well over a year ago. I've been approached literally by bank presidents about the Morton County FSA problem. And when the bureaucracy itself doesn't deal with it properly at some point, you know, we have to intervene on behalf of the customer and the taxpayer. And, we're going to get more aggressive about it.
Absolutely. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more of Congressman Kramer after the break.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, but we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can text into 701-226-8503, and I'll put those questions up for Congressman Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall, and then for Scott Hennett today. By surprise, we have Daryl Lees here, and CJ, before we get to that, CJ from DAC Diesel's checking in. Good morning, CJ.
CJ, are you with us?
CJ. Do we have CJ?
Now, the other day, his alarm didn't go off. I wonder if happened again.
I know. The alarm didn't go off. Well, he spends his time working on diesels, not, you know.
Right.
Gadgets, not, yeah. You know. Bigger gadgets, you know.
Bigger
not,
gadgets.
Not the stuff you hold in your
bigger
hand.
Bigger technology, not little technology.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. Because you don't put an alarm in a diesel.
Right.
There's no reason for it.
CJ, are you with us? Well, for some reason, we don't have CJ patched through here.
And CJ, if you're talking to us, great, but we can't hear you.
We can't hear you.
I don't know. Well, we'll try back with that momentarily here.
Yeah, let's go
Congressman
through.
Congressman Kevin Cramer is here.
Yeah, we got Congressman Cramer. Congressman, we got a caller on the line here, has comments about FSA. John, are you with us?
Hey, John.
Yes, I am. I just got a quick question. I know you say you're supposed to document everything that goes through and do that. But when we try to do that, what happens is it gets back to her and then she retaliates. And everybody's scared to put their name down. There's several people that call and complain, but they don't want to give their names because they don't want the backlash and all the things that go on with it. And it has happened to several of us out here already. And everybody's just afraid to do anything because they don't want to get blackmailed and run under the carpet, I guess.
Well, thanks, John, for sharing that. First of all, and it's whistleblowers become victims oftentimes, or new victims oftentimes, whether the whistleblower is an employee or, you know, a well-intentioned, perhaps a bureaucrat in some court case. But when the whistleblower is the customer, and in this case, the customer is not only the customer, but the taxpayer as well, there ought to be a little more credence given to the, you know, to the taxpayer and the customers, particularly when it's reoccurring. In other words, it's not just a singular matter and isolated issue that comes up. So I appreciate, John, the call, and anybody else who wants to call. I think all of this is helpful to the case if you want to know the truth, whether you're identified or not identified. Raising the flags and sounding the alarms, it motivates me, and hopefully it motivates the people in the agency higher up to take some action that's appropriate. And quite honestly, again, we don't want to deny somebody an employee due process, but you know, even in the NFL, if you're accused of something, you have to sit out a game or two while people, you know, look at the look at the tape, if you will, and at the video. So let's keep pushing and get a good answer for people.
That sounds very appreciated.
Thanks for bringing that comment up, because that is what I'm hearing also, Congressman Cramer, is that there's a fear of retribution. If, you know, and there has been the lack of confidence in some of the hierarchy, some of the, you know, supervisors as you work up the line, kind of keeping a complainant's name confidential while they're addressing the issue, before they can even get back to the complainant, that individual's been calling them going, "You're going over my head."
Yeah.
And that's not good. And that, you know, and one of the things that has been threatened is, well, we can put you in a non-monetary default and call your loans due. Well, there's no room for threats in this deal. I mean,
nope.
That's nowhere in the book that I'm aware of anyway.
Well, not to mention it's just really, really lousy government overreach and power. And so, again, I don't know the person we're talking about. I don't know their name, but I'm familiar with the problem at the office, and it sounds like things are coming to a head. So, again, the gathering more evidence is always helpful. More protest is always helpful, and it certainly helps me as I take the issue sort of up the chain, if you will. Maybe even if the person's worried about going over her head, now that I've heard it's a her, we can go a long ways over her head, and there'll be a lot of distance between her and the person that finally comes down on this. So hopefully the better thing would be to change the behavior of this person.
Well, that would be the ultimate thing, and sometimes that's not possible with people, and so hopefully that can be resolved. Congressman Kramer, we're going to go back and take CJ here from DAC Diesel. I think we've got CJ on the line. CJ, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How's it going?
It's going wonderful. Did your alarm go off today?
I actually called in at 9:20 or a little bit before 9:20, and then I was told that I was supposed to be, I was told last week I was on at 9:20 this week, so I don't know. Either way, I reset it for 10:20, but I set it right on 10:20, so I apologize about being a little late here.
Oh, well, then let me say this to you. Surprise!
Yeah, exactly. So it's a wake-up call, but no, anyway, yeah, down here at DAC Diesel, we just, you know, what we specialize in, you know, I'm sure a lot of people have heard our ads, but we specialize in diesels down here. This is all we do. We don't work on gas engines or anything like that, so, you know, like today we got a 6NZ C15 Caterpillar engine that we're putting back together. We got a Duramax in here working on, got a Power Stroke in here we're working on, and we got another ISX Cummins and another C13 Cat rolling in. So, you know, we work on the light stuff all the way up to the heavy duty stuff. So, you know, whether you got a small issue, or just a tune up issue or even a major issue, major overhaul, you know, the C15 Cat, that's what we're doing is, a full platinum kit on this. So definitely give us a call. We usually beat almost everybody's prices out there, and you know, we got the full warranty to back it up. So definitely give us a call. You can call us at 701-210-0888, or on the office number, which is 258-5011, or look us up on the web at dacdiesel.com.
Thanks, CJ. Appreciate it. 1027 Central, and thank you. Thank you. Gary in Jamestown, what is on your mind?
Yeah, just a question and a suggestion. A question. With this attack this past Friday, did the budget cuts of the previous years have any detrimental effects on that attack? Because several years ago I saw a news program where B-1s down in Ellsworth Air Base had the half weren't able to fly because they had to cannibalize parts off the half, the other half flying. Is this what happened last Friday over Syria? If you want to answer that, and if you have time, I'll just give a suggestion.
Last Friday would have a direct impact. I can tell you that our ability to respond to attacks on us, our ability to respond to a very dangerous world has been dramatically impacted by the cuts over the last 8 to 10 years in defense spending. There's no question about that. We have experienced multiple times more deaths of our servicemen and women in faulty aircraft. And
Congressman, hold that thought. We'll be right back after the break, and you can pick it up from there. What's in your mind? More on the way.
Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
In your mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. The day always starts better when you have a MyPillow, a repossessed mind. No wonder I slept so well. And it's not just about pillows. There's the MyPillow mattress. 10-year warranty, 120-day money-back guarantee. Delivered by FedEx right to your door. Just unroll it. Watch it come to life. You are convinced that the pillow works, but that's only covering a whole part of your body there. What about the rest of it? Why would you not give the rest of your body that same treatment you give your head? Okay, your brain is in your head.
Well, we talked about it being a sleep tool, remember?
Exactly. Use every tool in the box, and you're spending a third of your life if you're getting that 8 hours of sleep. Okay, let's say you're only getting 6 hours. You're still spending a fourth of your life. Anything you do for a fourth of your life, why not do it well?
Absolutely.
Right? Why not get the best tool for the job? If you're going to use the same tool a fourth of the time you're spending your life, then why not make that a great tool?
A great tool.
MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, 50% off the... Anything else you buy at MyPillow.com. Plus, there's one, buy one, get one off on Pillow Special there, too. They explain it better than I can. I just know it works. That's all I'm worried about. 1-800-506-9028. 1-800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. What's in your mind, Congressman Kevin Cramer and Daryl Lee's in for Scott Hennin.
Well, it's good to be sitting in for Scott Hennin. We're going to go and let Kevin finish his thought here. And then Gary's got a comment to follow up.
Let me sum it up this way, and then the caller wants to make a point, I think. But just to put it some statistics in front of you or basics in front of you, we right now have the smallest army since before World War II. We have the smallest navy since before World War I. And we have the smallest and oldest Air Force that we've ever had since the Air Force was commissioned. And so to his point about B-1 bombers, we have had many more deaths, multiple times more deaths in crashes of ships and aircraft and training accidents in the last couple of years than we've had in actual combat. And that is every airman, soldier, you know, sailor, Marine, they've all died in as heroes, but many of them have died unnecessarily because of the budget cuts that have created this crisis of bad equipment that, as the caller says, where we actually cannibalize half the aircraft to keep the other half flying. And fortunately, in the most recent omnibus, we had a significant increase, 2 years worth of increase now, for defense spending to make sure that American military never go into a fair fight again.
Gary, do you have a comment for us? We need to clip Gary back on here, I think.
Illusion. If you should ever, a brief comment on Russian collusion, if you should ever meet Linda McMahon, whatever bureau she's in, just suggest to her, her husband Vince should create a wrestling tag team called the Deep State. Because if there's going to be Russian collusion in news every day, might as well have some fun with it. Thank you.
Thought that was up your alley, I think.
Exactly.
Very good.
So a question that came in before you were on the line with us, Congressman Kramer, is wanted to know why you voted to extend Section 702 and warrantless searches. Do you want to address that question?
Well, Section 702, which is a part of the FISA Act, of course, and it was a reauthorization. The president actually asked for a permanent reauthorization. We did a six-year reauthorization. There's been a lot of misinformation about it, but Section 702 is different than several of the other sections, and sometimes those two things get convoluted, if you will. But the Fourth Amendment, you know, requirements, the Fourth Amendment protections for search and seizure are protected in the bill. And, you know, there have been some claims, for example, that the FBI conducts hundreds of thousands of searches every day, and they're just not true. They don't. The Section 702 is specifically for non-citizens, foreign entities, not in the United States, you know, so it intercepts those communications legally, constitutionally. It's been upheld constitutionally several times. It does not allow other agencies to use 702 collection in immigration or tax or drug enforcement cases that aren't related to national security. And so there are tremendous limits that are put on it, parameters put around it to keep to maintain those Fourth Amendment rights of search and seizure for American citizens. And I know it's tough, especially when you see the FBI in this criminal probe or this special counsel probe misuse the FISA. It's hard to have confidence in the FBI itself, but that is an agency problem that has to be fixed, and not directly related at all to this. I should say at all. It's not directly related to the Section 702 reauthorization. Section 702 has saved many Americans by capturing very violent people from other countries, terrorists and would-be terrorists from other countries, but it does not does not impose itself on U.S. citizens doing communications within the country. Those are some scare tactics that have been thrown around, but just blatantly not true.
Well, and that's, there's not enough hours in the day to get the correct information out there, because misinformation seems to travel at lightning speed. Correct information seems to get buried. And it's just, it's having those discussions, and why your accessibility and your willingness to come on radio and take calls is important, I think, in one of our elected officials. So I think there's a lot of people that appreciate that.
Well, but I also don't want to dismiss people's concerns, because, as I said, when you have an FBI that has leadership that's gone as rogue as recent FBI leadership has gone in this country, and that has abused, the FISA court and has used partisan, campaign paid for dossiers, salacious dossiers with no evidence behind them, to go get a warrant, that is frightening, and we're right to be concerned, and that's why there are investigations into investigations going on. But what I want to assure people is that the 702, Section 702 is not about collection of all types of information. There's no bulk collection of communications internally and domestic communications. It's there to, to monitor, by the way, with a warrant, to monitor international communications between certain bad actors in certain bad areas. And sometimes their communication comes into the United States, obviously. It's not used in criminal cases.
Great points. Well, I promised you we're going to talk about the Farm Bill, so we're going to take a caller here. We got Farmer Ray on the line. Has questions or comments about the Farm Bill. Farmer Ray, are you with us?
Good morning.
Hi,
Congressman. Soon to be Senator.
Well, thank you.
Hey, there's a lot of small farmers out here who do 500-600 acres, and we have no farm payments. We can get into the federal crop program, but I got to jump through all the hoops now with seeding grass strips on my waterways, complying with all the rules and electives they have for me to follow, but no farm payments. And there's a lot of us small farmers out here that on a bad year, we're not going to do very good. Can you get us into the farm program? They've been promising for 20 years.
Well, one of the things, Ray, and I'm certain that Daryl could probably speak to this even better than I can, but one of my great frustrations with the existing farm bill, and it's always difficult to turn the clock back, but are the compliance rules that go along with getting in the program, and it's just gotten much more difficult. Now, this is, by the way, all thanks to the Senate, I might add. A lot of these restrictions and conditions that are put on. Yeah, so in this new bill, we've got some things in there that are important along those lines. We'll see how it comes out of the committee today. They're marking it up as we speak and debating amendments as we speak in the Agriculture Committee. And I do have a minimal effects language in the bill that got into the base bill. I don't expect that it's going to be amended out. I expect it'll come to the floor with the minimal effects language in there that actually instructs the secretary to come up with some sort of a threshold for minimal effects for Swamp Buster, for example, and that minimal effect threshold would allow a waiver of some of this compliance to Swamp Buster, because as you know, a lot of this stuff is nuisance. Not to mention, by the way, it is your land, but a lot of these things are nuisance that they neither help conservation, nor do they help the farmer grow more food for a hungry world, nor do they help the local economy that thrives on a farmer growing food and selling it into markets domestic and beyond. So I'm with you. We're going to keep working at it on our side, and we'll see what we can come up with here in the next couple of weeks.
What I really need is the base acres rebuilt into our farms, because my dad didn't believe in federal government helping and making us farm, and he was a diehard Democrat,
yeah.
And I'm conservative, but he didn't go down and drive 50 miles to sign up for a payment that you got nothing. And now there might be a little bit of money, but the ARC and the PLC, if our crop prices are poor. And we lost all our base acres, and we can never get them back. And that's what I really need for the small farmers, the mega farmers, don't buy up all those little farmers.
Sure. So the base acres issue, I understand, and we're going to look more into it. We'll monitor it very, very closely. I will also tell you one of the other pieces of language that I got into the bill is a fix for the ARC program, the Agricultural Risk Compensation Program. So what that does is that rather than, and you might be familiar with this, particularly as a smaller farmer, if you want to sign up for ARC, it's such a disadvantage in North Dakota and a lot of western states because, first of all, you have to fill out a whole new set of survey data, which it's like, we already have this data. It's already out there. It's, you know, it's publicly available. Why do I, as a farmer, have to fill out another whole set of data? It's called NAS. What we're saying is that where RMA is already the prevailing data source in a county, it's to be used even for ARC or PLC. So it makes your options a little more workable. It's consistent. Again, right. Got into the base bill. I introduced the bill and got into the base bill, and I don't expect that it will be amended out. And so that might help a little bit, Ray, as well, but we want to follow up.
But I am signed up for a PLC and ARC on different farms, but there's no base, so I don't get a payment.
Right. Yeah. So we need to work that. Let me work on that. We'll get you some more information. Maybe we can connect personally as well to see if we can't get that fixed before this goes to a vote.
Yeah, I was going to say, Farmer Ray is calling from Minnesota.
Oh.
and Farmer Ray,
he's got one angry member of the House Ag Committee right now.
Well, we're gonna address that a little bit too. And Farmer Ray, I can say that I would have liked to have known your dad, even though he was a Democrat, because he sounds like my kind of guy. Get away from the government.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after the break with more of the weekly town radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer.
I shouldn't call in on this one.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean, burning, renewable fuel produced by domestic resources such as soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use soy biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Let's talk about endless pools. Wrap your mind around that, an endless pool. They have them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince Webker is here to tell us about an event you have going on. An extra $1,000 off the already low price. And, of course, our ACE promo code gets you $2,000 off. So some big savings through the end of the month.
Yeah, it's the 30th anniversary of Endless Pools. That's the brand that started the Stay in Place Aquatic Fitness. And now through April 30th, we have our rebate event going on where you get a $1,000 instant rebate off the endless pool.
And this is a fitness system. And if you want, a hot tub with it as well.
Right? That's right. It's the dual temp where you can have a hot tub on the other end of it. So the water in the hot tub is different temperature than in the endless pool. Do not buy a swim spa without trying them out first. There's a huge difference.
Come on in. Try before you buy. Check them out. Of course, the hot tubs, the saunas, the endless pools, the patio furniture, the game tables, they've got it all. Use the promo code ACE and save up to $2,000. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
H.H. Thompson Sons has been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services since 1908. Not only in Bismarck, but across the region, the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Montana, not only residential services, but commercial services. They're a link service contractor. It allows them to provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout the region. Currently maintaining the mechanical heating and cooling systems of over more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. Commercial operations, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Winter, Newtown, Minot, allows them to provide services throughout the region. Financing available, free estimates, hatandsons.com or 223-3393, 701-223-3393, H.A. Thompson & Sons, 10 before the hour. So I mentioned Darryl Lees filling in for Scott Hennon on What's in Your Mind with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall.
I tell you what, it's good to be sitting in here today. One quick text I want to put out, you know, a kind of a positive one about experience at FSA, and one of my good friends and that texted me here and said, from my experience, the non-loan staff in Morton County are a great, hard-working group. He doesn't have any experience with loan staff. So this isn't just a general paint the brush. There are very good people out there. And for the most part, I would say that's the rule of thumb. It's just once in a while we have some things that happen that need to be addressed. So,
and I would also add, Daryl, I mean, obviously, occasionally there's a situation where, you know, a customer might find themselves in a bad spot that's no fault of the government's, and the person working for the government has a, you know, fiduciary responsibility to the taxpayers, you know, to do something that might not be all that pleasant. We understand that. But when you have a recurring theme, a recurring complaint from multiple sources, and not just multiple sources, but different aspects, different areas of sources, like you said, lending officers and bank presidents, as well as you know, producers and borrowers from one particular into one particular office, you probably have a problem in the office.
Right. So quickly, Congressman Kramer, give me your take on where Congressman Colin Peterson is quick, and then we're going to go grab some phone calls here. But so, he, very uncharacteristically of Congressman Peterson, I listened to an interview of his. He seemed at a loss for words, first of all, which is very uncharacteristic of Colin. Anyone that knows him, I respect him because he's not afraid to say what's on his mind. But he was very short with answers, very almost indirect with answers. But then he went on this rant about ideological zealots, about the rest of the committee, talking about the Republicans on the House Ag Committee. And I can't help but think that the pressure must be immense, and he's been extremely Pelosi'd on this farm bill.
There's a lot of that. And the ideological zealots are on the 80% side of the ledger in the farm bill, and that is the SNAP program, the better known as food stamps or the nutritional title, because they don't want to see, and Pelosi's the chief among them, they don't want to see any type of stricter requirements around eligibility for food stamps. And they're already pretty loose. They're the loosest of any welfare program in the country. And here's the interesting thing, what they're arguing about, why Nancy Pelosi is saying absolutely no compromise on this issue, is we're simply stating that if you receive food stamps and you're an able-bodied, not disabled, but able-bodied young adult, not child, not senior citizen, young adult, receiving food stamps, that you would enter into a workforce training program that, by the way, will divert some of the food stamp dollars toward to help you get trained for a job that's available in this country, or that you work for 20 hours a week. That way we're rewarding work as opposed to rewarding perpetual welfare. I mean, who could be against helping people out of poverty while at the same time feeding them? And by the way, these young able-bodied adults are also don't have young dependent children. So, you know, so we've created a very small requirement that's very modest that the vast majority of people in Colin Peterson's district support, I assure you. Colin, I think when he talks about Republicans, Alice, what he's talking about are people that just hate the farm bill altogether in any way, shape, or form, and sort of driving this fight, if you will. And there is some of that. I don't disagree with him. That frustrates me as well. But if we can pass a farm bill that has both, you know, a poverty program, a lifting people out of poverty program, a workforce development program, and provides the safety net for both our farmers and people who need the assistance in buying food, I don't know. That seems like a pretty darn good bill to me.
Right. So we can safely say we're not taking the food out of mouths of babes or disabled folks.
Absolutely,
or elderly.
Positively.
I mean, that's it. So let's go to a call here. We have Mike from Lair has a question about Social Security. Mike, are you with us?
Yeah, I am. Thank you for taking. Yeah, I'm back. But I got a Social Security question for you. I started drawing Social Security at 62. I worked every day up to, I'm going on 70, and I was thinking, why couldn't you get more Social Security if you work more, you know what I mean?
I think, if I understand, I'm not sure I do know what you mean, Mike, but I'm going to take a stab at it. I think what you're talking about is how many hours you can work or how much money you're allowed to earn while you're also receiving Social Security. You're asking for that amount to be increased. Am I close on that?
No, I've worked past that. Like, I'm going on 70 years old, and I've worked all the way up to, but, you know, it's like, if you work all that much. You shouldn't raise your social. I started getting like $1,500.
We are coming up to the end of the show here. Sorry, Mike. Thank you, Congressman Kramer.
And let's get back to Mike next week.
Yeah.
We'll work on that.
Mike, call in again next week. Have a great week, everyone.
Scott Inman back tomorrow. What's on your mind? 1-855-200-1776, option 1. Hit us up anytime.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's Construction Equipment Auction in Bowman on April 20th includes John Deere 240D and 270D excavators, John Deere 872 maintainer, John Deere 750J dozer, Peterbilt heavy haul trucks and dump trucks with low miles. These and hundreds more items you can bid online or live at Pfeiffer's Auction Center on Friday, April 20th. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's Machinery Auctioneers at 877-700-4099 or view at Pfeiffer's.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.